Good morning and welcome to the Fairfield Advantage, the radio program that showcases business events and opportunities and also quality of life issues right here in Fairfield County. My name is Linda Kaufman from Fairfield County Economic Development, and you're listening to WFCO 90.9 on your FM dial. We'd like to thank the radio station for allowing us to help identify what might be or become your Fairfield Advantage. Joining me this morning is Kelly Fuller from Eastland Fairfield Career Technical Center. And Kelly's title, as she shared with me earlier, was Business Partnership Coordinator. Kelly, please explain to our audience just exactly what you do at for Eastland and on our county's behalf.
Thanks, Linda. Business Partnership Coordinator is a position that was created about a year and a half ago based on feedback from advisors in the community. The way career tech schools work, Eastland Fairfield included, is we do career and technical education to develop a pipeline of potential employees and or students. Excuse me. In different career paths. So because these are career paths and business focused, we ask the local businesses to help us guide us in curriculum. And some of the feedback was, gosh, you're, you know, developing really good students, they're coming out with skill sets, but there's still maybe this gap where they're not connecting to businesses. So this position was created about a year and a half ago to answer that need. So what I do is I work with our business partners in the community, and we define the community, the area that we serve, which is certainly all of Fairfield County, as well as the northern parts of Pickaway County, Taze Valley School District, and then a lot of the Franklin County, the Columbus area. So I go out to the businesses and try to find for our students, both high school and adult, opportunities to do career exploration, possibly job shadow, internships, and ultimately full-time onboarding as employees with those businesses. So we think that having that dialogue between the school, and me representing the district, and the businesses is really key to preparing a good workforce.
Right, because what we're hearing and what we're seeing in the newspapers and on the news is workforce. And, of course, we talk about unemployment and underemployment. But we, on the other side of the coin, we have businesses who are saying, we have job openings and we need workers with certain skill sets. So what we're all trying to do right now is to put all of this together to create that good pipeline for Fairfield County.
Absolutely. And it's a good news, bad news story, I say all the time. You know, the good news is, you know, the economy is rebounding and businesses are growing and new businesses are starting. So the bad news is we just don't have necessarily right now enough people in that pipeline skilled and trained. So this is that bridge that education can provide. There we are a tremendously attractive county for lots of reasons, and our access to infrastructure and to the Columbus area and to lots of other places in this part of the United States, it's a matter of making sure that the local population is a trained and skilled population. So that education, that piece, can look like a 2-year degree, it can look like a 4-year degree, or it can look like a certification that an individual could get through a career and tech center like ours.
Right. And as we talk about the workforce, and you mentioned your service area, one of the things that we talk about in economic development is the labor shed.
Yes.
Where are your employees coming from? So in no instances do we ever want to put Fairfield County in a bubble or under
right.
a dome. Because we don't exist that way, we're truly regional in training, and we need the educators to, as you said, be that bridge moving toward that pipeline that, number one, gets our young people and our people who are under or unemployed into jobs with certainly living wages,
yes.
which is a primary goal. And, you know, I will tell you that my train of thought just derailed, and I've lost my other train right now, but I'm sure it will come back to me before the end of the show. But for certain, keeping our workforce working in Fairfield County would be wonderful.
Okay.
And that's good for economic development as well.
It is. And I think what I find in my job, because I do visit a lot of businesses, again, in that service area here in our county, as well as Pickaway and Franklin County, because as you said, it's a regional approach. And as I'm meeting with businesses, what I'm finding out is the face of the worker that is needed is changing in some ways. Manufacturing, again, is coming back, which is great news for us. Ohio has always been a strong manufacturing state. You know, we certainly had that part, you know, in the mid-2000s where the economy, you know, nationwide and globally really was hit badly, and manufacturing was impacted negatively then. But we're seeing a resurgence in those areas. And when you talk about people going into a field that has a livable, sustainable wage, manufacturing can certainly be that provider. I visited an employer on Monday that does stamping. They make large metal stamping. And they have openings right now they cannot fill. This is a company that's in the Columbus area. And with some training that they can either get through a career and tech center or some on-the-job training and a desire to work, an individual can start at $18 an hour. And within 4 to 5 years, with the right skill set, the right ability, the right drive, be making close to $30 an hour. So if you look at someone who's 18 or 19 years old coming out of high school and they're not on a path for a 2 or 4 year school or the military, but they need to and want to go to work, this is an opportunity for someone by the time they're 23, 24 years old to be making close to $50,000 a year. No student loan debt. This company, in fact, has tuition reimbursement. So if they do decide they want to further their education, and we're all for that, you know, whatever that looks like for that individual, if a 2-year or 4-year degree is the next step for them to possibly go into engineering, this company will pay for it. They have 401k, they have insurances. So I think what we're seeing is a desire on the part of the employer to attract people who want to be there, they want to be at work, and they are willing to learn. You know, back several years ago, you know, you might have someone working in maintenance that their tool set also was their tool belt in a manufacturing environment. And that certainly still exists. But today's maintenance person, today's person working in a manufacturing facility also needs to have some diagnostic skills that are computer-based. So the face is changing, but again, it's good news because there are job opportunities out there, and these are very livable wages.
Right, and I think that's to that end as well. Our department in the Fairfield 33 Development Alliance has almost finalizing a workforce survey that has gone out to our manufacturers, because we do identify as a manufacturing community. And people say, when you talk to them, bring back those manufacturing right. jobs. Where are those manufacturing jobs? And I think what they don't realize is that those jobs are existing in our small businesses, right. our businesses that are employing 5 to 50 people. They still need those employee manufacturing skills, just like some of the large mega employers that we're used to talking about when we do this.
Right.
So we need to finalize that survey, and we're asking employers, you know, what are you hoping to hire, and what skill sets do you need in your job applicants, and how can we hook them up to the training that will make them a viable employee for your business?
Right. And I think that's so key, Linda, that engagement from the employers, from the business base. And you described it perfectly. I grew up in Circleville, and for many, many years, heavy into manufacturing, DuPont, GE, you know, Container Corporation, PPG, Owens, Illinois, which later became Georgia-Pacific, all of those industries that were there. And it was booming, and they employed thousands and thousands of people. combined. But today we are seeing more of the smaller businesses, that 5 to, as you said, to 50. And again, the company I was describing, the manufacturer, the metal stamping, they have 60 employees. And they're getting ready to, a lot of their employees are getting ready to retire, and they've been there 30, 40 years. So their concern is very real that there aren't people in the pipeline to take those jobs. And then they, in turn, would have to turn down business because they can't, you know, supply the demand. So I think when we talk about those manufacturing jobs, it is a change from what a lot of us were used to many years ago with the giant plants, you know, employing thousands of people in a community. These are smaller shops, but again, these are very, very good jobs. And I guess I would encourage those business owners of these shops, whether they're 550, 500, to really reach out to the people in the Economic Development Office, to you, to Bob Clark, to those at the 33 Alliance, and certainly to the educational providers, Eastland Fairfield, OUL, Lancaster City Schools. You know, really reach out to us, because as you were describing it off air, it's kind of this three-legged stool between economic development, the business community, and the education providers, to really address this and have that continuing conversation.
Right. We do need that pipeline, but we also need students in the middle school time frame to start at least entertaining the opportunity for manufacturing to be a career option. And to these ends, as things have changed and the needs of our businesses have changed, Kelly, is there anything with Eastland Fairfield that, maybe your ship is turning a little bit as well?
There, I think reaching individuals earlier in their education path is critical. And we do have a person on staff at Eastland Fairfield who is responsible for going into the middle schools and engaging guidance counselors, teachers, students, and really key is the parents in the conversation about what is your child's career path look like. And we just want them to do some exploration. So that is something that we do as part of our mission, to reach out to that age group.
Okay, so if we can provide the students and you provide the education, what we need is that business community who is encountering some challenges to reach out to, you know, an economic development official. And in this county, we're blessed. We have Mike Pettit in the city of Lancaster, and Lucas Hare in the city of Canal Winchester, Joe Henderson in Pickerington, and of course our office with Bob Clark as director. We need to hear from you. We need to hear from the businesses directly, and it makes our job a little bit easier if we have some definite targets to shoot toward.
Yes.
So that's what we would encourage, and workforce is going to be an ongoing topic with our newsletter, with our public speaking engagements, with shows like the radio show here, that if we want to strengthen and grow Fairfield County, we need to grow our pipeline of workforce.
Absolutely.
And the businesses are saying we need a qualified workforce. So how important is that, listeners, to if you've got relatives, sons, grandsons, granddaughters, because women can go into manufacturing as well.
Definitely.
And I think that's maybe too where we miss out when we exclude. So for those of you just tuning in, you're listening to the Fairfield Advantage, and this morning's topic has been on workforce. So Kelly, I'd like to thank you for your time here this morning. And this will be an ongoing topic. I'm sure this won't be the last time that you come to the studio and we talk about this.
Definitely not. And thank you so much, Linda.
All right. And we'd like to thank the radio station for allowing us to help identify what might be or become your Fairfield Advantage. Until next time, we'll see you on the radio.